Not mine either. Start your day to a week, Rabbi Yossi Chazan.
Well said.
Good morning. All right. Sadiqim tell us that in Dora Basra, the only way to protect us from the Mayim Rabim, from the Mayim Hazedoinim, the Mabul of Apikursis, of Minus, of the Sharnun that surrounds us, is through fulfilling this week's parsha, the Tzivut Noyach Boy Al Ateva, the person to enter B'chol Levovei, B'chol Nafshi, into the words of Tfilis. Tzoyer Tasa L'Ateva, that the words should be Lichtig, it should be with Chayus, with Optimius. And in fact, this forum, the Chesed Lavrom, the Radomsker says, what? Teva means words. No, it's the words of Tfilah. Kemaimer Habal Shemtiv and the Magid and the Elimelech and the Zlevi and the Choyze and all the Svarim Akhlis. Any, open up any Sefer, any religious Sefer on Tzoyer Tassel or Teva, it's the Oisius of Tfilah. And if you don't, I give up. If you don't believe me, look at the Chesed Lavrom from the Radomsker, who says the Rosh Tevis, Tzoyer Tassel or Teva El Amo is Rosh Tevis Selusa. Tfilah. Umbeemes in Zoyer HaKodesh, it says, Tochazei, right? That the world was not going to stand from beginning of the Bria until Noach entered the Teva. And then the Lashon Zoyer says, V'tochazei mishi'ur de Tevasa uf hochinamihu. Which is like, what does that mean? So the Kodesh, the Magid, Navoi Yisrael, brings B'Shem the Magid, his Rebbe, the Magid of Mezrich, that what were the dimensions of the Teva? 300 oirich, 50, which is nun, roichiv, and shloishim ama kaimasa. What word have you now created? Shin, nun, and lamid loshin, speech. Right? And therefore, aseilecha is 425, which is 5 times ped, the heimritzos apeh, that through the dibur, which is merumis, and tevas noyach, one has a Yeshua in disintegration. How do I know? 1 second. How do I know? It says in Svarim HaKdoshim, I saw it in the Havas Yisrael, in the vision, sir, and then I read Eidus from Shagi Yoyer. But later I saw the Chido brings it Nachal Kedumim B'Shem Arishin, Rabbeinu Ephraim. The Pasuk says, Noach is called Ish Sadik. Ish Sadik is Gimatria 515, which is Gimatria Tefillah. Is the Charaya, when the Baal Shem Tov said, Avort, Poel HaTeva. Teva, the words of Tefillah. It was not Stam Epis, a cute little Siddishavertal, you say in Shalashudas in Borough Park. It's Meyusid on Mordechazal, right? And therefore, the Altair brings Sadik Tamim Hoyet, Gimatria, Tefillah and Sedoka, which is also Gimatria, Tshuva Makoil. I'm not going through the whole Arichas, but I want to get to in the Kudu. I'm just saying this Bederach Hakdoma. So we see that Noach, through the Oisius, the Koyach of his Tefillah, created an entire new world, which, by the way, is connected to this tonight. Is the art site of the Sabbath Gadisha of Rishon Kiyadua, and he famously says, as they state in the Kodesh of Magid and Avodah Yisrael, that Elikim is Halech Noach is Gimatria Macheshvin. As the Tefillah Sadik says, why is this month called Cheshvin? Because you went through a whole month of Tishrei with Rosh Hashanah, with Slichus, with Rosh Hashanah, with Yom Kippur, with Sukkis. And you were davening, and nevertheless, a person getting chalishadas, get a bit ba'atzvistik, nirishtik, it's all over, now back to the grind, tzrik to the velt, tzrik to the gelt. So there's an expression in the Gemara that your lips, ruchushin, machashvin, sisvosin, your lips are still moving. So cheshvin is therefore dafka, a month of tefillah, and therefore he repasses Noach, whose central theme is again tefillah, davening, right? And by the way, Derech Agav, and now I understand why Noach, Parshas Noach, is like a recouping all of Chodesh Tishrei. I've had the time, I go through this, all kind of gematrias, but I'm not going to belabor it. Just to give you one vort, a beautiful vort from Sforim HaKadosh, the Mashiach of Tehda says, how does the whole thing end? U'b'chodesh Hasheni b'shiva v'esrim yoyim l'chodesh Yovsha Oretz. Mabul is over. What's the gematria of the whole pasuk, Rabbi Sternbuch? 2,701, which is gematria, Bereishis Bara Lekim, and Zishamayim Vezoros. And therefore we have again a Rosh Hashanah, right? We're back to a Bereishis at the beginning, and whatever, and therefore the Sef Eila told us, Noach, Noach, Yisadik Tomim, is gematria 861, which is gematria Rosh Hashanah, and many other gevaldige things. Okay, I don't know. There's many other remozim, but in kamakoimi. But this is what Noach was spoiled through tefillah, vayishar al Noach, vayishar is gimatria b'tefillah, and therefore he had three sons, so called Shem, Cham, Yafes. The Rosh Tevis of Shem, Cham, v'Yafes is Siach. Siach is an expression of tefillah, as Chazal say, and as the Holy Magid of Tris says, the three sons of Noach correspond to the tefillahs of the day. Shem, you don't got to be a genius to work out, is who koyim the kel Eliyahu, he gave over the kuhuna to Avram. Shem represents Shachris, and Chom, Chamimus, Gvura, that represents Mincha, which is the time of Iskabrus, Agvurus, etc., etc., not too slowly Erev, and you don't got to be a genius to work out that Yafes is Mayriv, because that's connected Yankim Avinu, which is Midas Hatif Eres, etc., etc. Just work it out yourself. Right? And therefore, just to end off the Hakdama briefly, right, you understand that Noach, the Koyach of Tfilah, is Mamshich, Ol Brach, Rizvon, Chayim, Rizvina, and therefore it's Givaldig, as the Blabish Prajaner says in Imre Yehuda, that when you had to make this Teva, Boyla Teva, Tsoyotas, Teva, Lichtiga, Teva, lichtige words, tefillah, etc., etc. It says tachtim, shniim, ushlishim, teyas, right? Which is gematria 2719. Nu, yivarecha Hashem vishmecha, yorasha pana velecha vikuneka, yisra Hashem pana velecha, viyasem lecha shalom imakun. Mamish gevul. So kaponim, negel in yoneinu, to summarize, that noyach through the koyach of tefillah, right, was Mamshich Brachah, saved the world, created Noilam Chadosh, and today all of humanity are descendants of good old Noach, which is, as the expression goes, Noah successfully floated his company while the rest of the world went into liquidation. All of humanity, the whole world, right, is through Noach, Gevalt, through the Koyach of what? Tfil, Gevalt. Nervous. This is just playing around with you guys, but... But in Indian, I was in Mavucha Gidoil. A person like got a headache. Just last week, Derech Agav. So Noach had gewaldig a koyach of tefillah. Yeah, you sure? But everyone knows Tzadik Tomim Hoya Bidoy Roisov and Rashi and Chazal. Today is Yesh Darshan L'Shvach, Yesh Darshan L'Gnai, Ilu Hoya Bidoy Roisov Avra. Is first of all the obvious question is my meplig. What's the machlokes here? And if the Torah says on a person, tzaddik tomim, right? Why would you want to be deirish lignai? And what do you mean if he was bedeirish al Avram, and if he was bedeirish of Yitzchak or Yehuda ber Biloy or whatever, right? Chapt Avram, bedeirish al Avram, he wouldn't have been leklum. Many other diukim in the psuk. Emes, the Medrash says, Ashri Yishadra. That refers to the Dor HaMab. Yeah? The pastors you learn Pshat, that Noach is a Tzaddik, that he didn't go to the pub with all the Rishoy, with all the bums, all the scoundrels. That he, as the Gemara says in Brachos Davov, he didn't daven for his generation, which is why the Zohar HaKadosh castigates him, that because he didn't, was a mispalel for the people, and therefore it's called Meinuyach in this week's Haftarah of Chol V'Chol. Hold your horses. I often know, yeah. Ubefrat, that has brought all the Sforim HaKadoshim, that the rotzen of the, I've said this many, many times, the rotzen of the Beira is that Tzadikim should be Tzadik Mevatli, and as the Gemara says in Psochim, Tavkuf Yites, Zamru L'mi Shemenatzchen Usoi, V'sameach, the Eibishter, when you're Menatzeach, the Eibishter, the Holy Rabbi of the Melech of the Gentiles, Taiches, Hanoi V'Haneitzach L'chai Elomim, what is the Noi, the grandeur, the glory, the beauty, the embellishment of the Eibishter of Hanetzach, the Tzadikim are able to what? Override the Gezeris of the Rebbeinu Shleilam, as the Bnei Yisrael brings an Agur to Kalim, Pashas Re'ei, Pasuk says, Loisasun Kein L'Hashem Alikeichem, which the Holy Bnei Yisrael teaches, don't, when there's a Gezeira, and you see the Eibishter about to destroy the world, right? Or bump somebody off, or cause Yisurim, whatever. Don't just shake your head and be a yes man, and be Mekabel Yenim's Yisurim Behava, Kinterach Bnei Yodam. Your own Yisurim, Shais Gewalt, to Tutvei Shreitman. Yenim's Yisurim, you're Matzdik, and you become a theologian, and a philosopher, whatever. And as Tzadikim Taich, Bemis is a chazal, a shmeni, gewaldige chazal. The Eibishter says, Imani nitzachti eschem bedin anihu amafsid. Muhizi chazal. If the Eibishter victors over the tzaddikim and he carries out what appears to us to be gzeiris, right? So he wins. Says the Eibishter, anihu amafsid. Aval im nitzachtem oisi ani mistakim. But if you tzaddikim victor over me, I'm the one who gains. Because the Eibishter leave Eden. The Eibishter wants only chesed. And that's how the Tfer Shleimer teaches the pasuk, right? Va'ata loy kein also Hashem likecha. The Eibishter gives us the koyach of what's called Yisrael, loy and kein, right? To say no, to say yes, depending on what the gzeira is. What did they say by noyach? Vayas noyach kein. He's a yes man. The Eibishter says, "I'm destroying the world." Okay, you're the Eibishter. Do what you want. Hello? That's the opposite, says the Tver Shloimeh and the Ben Yisosker, of Loi Sassun Kein L'Hashem Alikechem. Right? V'ata Loi Chein Nosun L'cha Hashem Alikechem. So I saw this year, so it was very new to me, the Brzhaner, the Leibish Brzhaner, in Imre Yehuda says, it says, Pesach HaTeva, when you're opening up the Tevas, the Tfilas, the Mespal, to be Mashpia for Klal Yisrael, Bitsida Tochsim. What's the gematria of the word Bitsida Beis Tzad Dikdal Rei? 101, which is gematria loichi. When you're mispal for Klal Yisrael, right, and you understand the secret of loichi nosam lecha Hashem likecha, you mispal that should only be chsodim that we realize the sabeinu bituvecha was always tight, chsodim that Klal Yisrael appreciate and see, and loyach seems to be have failed. Vayas loyach kein, there was no loy. When the Emma says, I started looking into things, I haven't, whatever. And Stiris, Mamish, and Svorim, Akdoyishim, and Chazals, and Midrashim, etc. I'm using this as a Hagdoma to what I really want to talk about. In the Medrash Rab, in the beginning of the parish, Hadol, Duchsiv, Noyach is this great tzaddik, whatever, Hafoich, Rishoyim, Ve'einam, Obey, Sadikim, Yami. What is the connection to Noyach? Hafoich, Rishoyim, right? So Rashi, remember, on the Pasuk, Vayizkar, Elohim, Es Noyach. So Rashi there says, Elikim is Shem Midas Hadid. V'nebcha l'midas harachamim al yidei tfilas ha-tzadik. That the koyach of tfilas ha-tzadikim, ki you know, Rashi says, we have no pun, no? Ke'eter. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. But now, in Dvorim, whatever, okay, whatever. That tzadikim have the koyach to mahapich midas hadin l'midas harachim. Therefore it says, even vayizkar Elikim is nech. Even me, the Sadin, and how does that come? The Tfil, the Koyach of Tzadik. And therefore I saw the Tfil of Tzadik, the Holy Blue Shiver says, that Pshat, he touches a very unique Pshat, Es Holy Kim, Es Halech Noyach. Noyach is Milosh Naicho, that even me, the Sadin, Elikim, Noyach subdued, he brought Sheket, and Hashket, and Vavetach, etc., etc. He's Mamtik all the Din. And therefore he says, Esolikim is Halech Noyach, which is 952, right? Herr Rabbi Sternbrich, we need you here. Hello. Din is 54. How much is 7 times 54? What? 64, Menach? 64. Din. What's 7 times Din? 448. And 7 times Chesed, which is 72? 504. How much is 504 and 448? 952, which es olikim is alech noyach. Hello? That noyach was mahapich dinim etachsot. Gewaldi. That's how the tefillah tzaddik says. And if you don't believe the tefillah tzaddik, that are in Eidus from Fragior, it says a similar word. Eile toldo is noyach, noyach is tzaddik. Toldo, scramble the letters, you get the word dalsis. That noyach went to open up. That's written in Chosrovo. Right? Noyach opened up the gates. Yes, hello. The gates of Rachmin. How do you know? Because he had three sons, Shem, Cham, and Yofes, which is Gematria 878, which is Gematria Shari Rachman. And therefore, Noyach, Bimiluai, right, is Gematria Kisei Din, Kisei Rachman. Noyach transformed the Dinim into Rachman. Yes? Huh? Well, that's exactly what I have a headache from. I want to give you a headache. I have a headache. It's like they say in economics in university, if you're not confused, you're not paying attention. Right? So on one hand, the Tfilah Tzaddik tells me that Noyach was givaldik, his Tfilah, and through his Tfilah's Noyach, he was Mahapich. Right? Therefore, his three sons, Shlesha Bonin, B'chol Levov, B'gimatri, B'chol Levov, B'chol Mavshecha, B'chol Meidech, Azad Madrega, V'hava, which transforms Midas Haddin into Midas Harach. Givaldik. What do I do if I look at other Sforim HaKadoshim, also holy Tzaddikim, Bali Ruach HaKadosh, who all say, Pum Faket. The Beis Shmuel Achron, for example, teaches Esa Leikim is Halech Noyach. Don't be offensive, but Noyach was he did everything straight according to the law. Leikim is Gimatria HaTeva, worked according to nature, and therefore he had to be saved through nature, through a Teva, even though there's Harbe Drachim Lefon LeBederech Nes, but you work with your nature, you have to be saved through nature, V'chul V'chul. You only work with Teva. And therefore the Taldus says that the Ebrisher told Noyach Tsoyar Tasilatim. How do you spell Tsoyar? Sad to hear it. Every school child with short trousers knows that there's two other Tsirufim of Tsoyar. You could scramble it and you get the word Tsora, and you get the word Ritzei. And what the Ebrisher was telling Noyach, take from the word Tsora and transform it into Tsoyar. Lichtig. And Maria Sad in the Sefer Al HaTorah, so beautifully, it says, Vel Amo Techalena Mil Milo. What does Amo stand for? Elohim Midas Hadin. Yes? Or as the Agri Tekala, the Meisosko says, Amo is Rosh HaTevis, Elohim Mili Hein. Givaldi. Let me explain. I got to work fast here. You're too much. My two accountants here. Elohim is 86. Every school child is, right? What is Elohim b'milui? There's three ways to work it out. Obviously, depending on how you spell hey. Aleph is 111. Lamed is 74. Hey could be hey aleph, hey, or hey yud. Right? Yud is yud vav dal is 20. Mem is 80. Hello, mem. Yeah? What do you got? Mili Alfin is 292. Mili Yud is 300 Shin, which is Barachman. What is Mili Hayin? How much is 300 minus 5? You don't gotta be a rocket to use your toes. No? 295. What is 295? Tzara! If you got it, Tzara, El Amo Techalenim El Milo, hello, which is Rosh Elikim Mili Hayin, or Elikim Midas Adin, whatever you want, whatever you choose, what do you got to do? Keep the tzaddik at the top of the word, the top of the, right, that should be what? Betzida. Pesach Ateva, first beginning of the letter, should be Betzida. Keep the tzaddik. Ober Tachtim Ushneim, the second and third letter, whoop. So instead of Tzara, you now got Soya. Vosuk Midvash. Anyone who doesn't believe that Tairiz Min Shemayim is a fool. It can't be human. It's like, it's just, it's so deep and whatever. I'm just telling you that, say I'm Azleg, whatever. It's Givaldi. So Noyach was told, Tzoyer Chaslateva, take the Torah and transform it to Lichtik, to transform it to Ritzei. Kiyadua de Maisa de Vashem Tev HaKadosh, once in a city called Zaslov. It was one of the Tamidim from the Chavrei HaKadosh, the Vashem Tev, Reb David of Ostra, and he was the Rav, and the Givaldig at Tzoris, and the Vashem Tev HaKadosh was Shabbos in a city called Kaminka, and he said, I see there's dinim on this city, called Zaslov, and Tzaddik and the Vashem Tev always tight his apostle in Mishlei, which says, Chamas HaMelech Malach Moves, V'ish Chocham Yichperena, something to that effect. Hello? That whenever the Eibusher sends down a gzeirah raw, whatever, on whatever, he does it with two faces, just letters. But Tzaddikim, or Chacham, was Reyes HaNoylod, he could take the same letters. We discussed many times, Eini Hashem on Yerev. Yeah? From the Kodesh Magid. Asher Alkein, right? The Baal Shem Tev switched around the letters, and the city was saved, but there was a pacha. The guys, people were very anxious and nervous there. But that's what tzaddikim do. If you have the word mace, they make it into tom. If you have the word nega, they turn it into oineg. If you have the word tzara, they turn it into tzoyer or tzay. You do it in all this form. You with me? So that was what Noyach was supposed to do. Tzoyer tassel. Says the Taldus, either he didn't understand what the Eberster said, or he didn't want to do what the Eber said, or he couldn't do what the Eber said. And therefore he understood Soyar, not like we're Taijing, a window, and therefore it says, Noyach picked up the window, which he made in the Teva. But there was not, it wasn't all the Reichheit and the Tiefkeit. And as Rish state Mefurish, the Gedush Levi, whose Yartzeit was just observed last week, who said the same idea, that Eselikim is Halech Noyach, Noyach only worked with Teva, he didn't work L'mayla Menatav. The Ritzvah always writes in other places, by the Megillah, it says, by Mordechai, what does the pasuk say? Mordechai yotza milifnei hamelech. By Noach it says Esolikim is halich Noach. By Avram Avinu it says, where did he go? Avoyse Asher asalach arachtu lufana. They walked in front of the Eibur. They didn't work with Midas Hadin. They were. That's what the Berditch of the Taiches. Mordechai yotza milifnei hamelech. Dina de Malchusa Dina. He went before and is mahapik to dinim into Chassad. Hello? You got a problem here? You should have a problem. Major problem. Rashi, who's really following the Medrash Rabbah, who says, Vayizker Elikim es Noach, that Noach was able to mahapach Elikim midas adin into midas arachim, because that's what tzaddikim do for a living. That's why they're called tzaddikim. Hello? That Noach had the power to mahapach midas adin into midas arachim. Suddenly the Beis Shmuel Achron and the Toldos and the Kedushas Levi, to name just but three, but there are more, right? All say that Noach Faket, he wasn't able to change the Dinim into the... against the Mefurisha Rashi, against the Mefurisha Medrash Chazal. Hello? There are three possibilities, which for... There are many possibilities for Medrash. Right. One is that perhaps Noach could only be mahapich dinim into rachman for zich, for his mishpach. But he wasn't able to do it for the generation. Okay, well, you hold yours. We'll get to that. I'm saying this, but there are hakdomah to what I'm talking about. So says perhaps the Sefer Megodim Chadoshim on this parasha, but he says it's not mashpah that way in the Beis Malach. You can take it away in good slavery, whatever. Others want to say that when Rashi says v'nebcho l'midas harachmim al yedei tfilas hatzadikim, if it was only through the tefillah of Noach, so Rashi said v'nebach l'midas hadin v'nebach l'midas harachmim al yedei Noach or the hatzadik tzadikim, because be'emes the Kedush Levi is right, Noach couldn't be mahapich dinim etachson himself. But he did so b'schus the other tzaddikim who in the future will come out. All tzaddikim in the world are descendants of Noach. So they were, their tefillah is all. If Noach would have been killed, then they would, no one else would have been around to tell the story, right? The tefillah of tzaddikim in future generations, who their neshamas wanted to be born, they also davened together with Noach. Which makes sense in Rashi, but it doesn't make sense in Medrash. Because the Medrash who says, how? In the schus that a whole year for 12 months he sat there in the teva, feeding the animals and begoyim el chesed to all the Israel, Noach himself, not to. Al Korchach, you have to answer, the simplest answer, which and many say it. Chronologically, in the time of the Rishoyim, who were doing Kol Davar Osur, right? Noach could not, for reasons we'll soon see, Noach could not be mahapich midin Mizrach. After there was a cleansing, 40 days, a chamikveh, and there's a bavoid reshoyim rina, and now the world is cleansed, and now Noach is in a teva, which a teva was me'enil mahabo, like Yimrisa Mashiach, now mitamol, we can have the inyan of mahapich midin sadin to midin sarach. And so is mashma in many places. To understand the difference between before and after, I look at a Medrash, and the Medrash quotes a Pasuk. You all know the Pasuk, Kufman Beis. The Pasuk says, Noach in the Teva was Mispal. Right? And, you know, when David HaMelech wrote Tillim, it was a compendium of all what Tzaddikim previously had said. But the Pasuk says, Hoitziya mi Mizgar Nafshi, from this confine, from the limitation, from this prison of my soul, to give thanksgiving and gratitude to your name, Hashem. Be yaktiru tzaddikim kigamol alai. which fits into the pirush that tzaddikim would start. What does this mean? What does the hoydus shmecha got to do with noyach going out from this confinement, this prison? Okay. To understand this, this is what I want to talk about today. Last week in preparing something else, I just landed on an Indian. Can I ask you a simple klutz kasha, basic Judaism 101, like one of these simple things, right? Is a goy, a non-Jew, a ben noyach, umas oilam, are they obliged to daven? Is it a good thing that goyim daven? Are goyim mushul from tefillah? Does the Eibishter listen to the tefillah of an oral? Is it osur perhaps to a goy to daven?
Yes.
Hold your horses. Hold yours. We're speaking about noyach davening. Noyach l'chura is a ben noyach. I would imagine. It's also debatable. We don't talk about it, but we'll talk. Right? The emes is you ask different rabbonim, right? In America, the whole shmuz is right? And you get different opinions. Okay, let me just go briefly In America, there was years ago, they had in certain states a minute of prayer at the start of every school, the public schools, the Jewish schools. A Jew should encourage it, should not encourage it, a moment of silence. So there's a tshuva in Igros Moshe, Archaim Chelek Beis Simin Chofei, actually written to one of Olav HaShalom. I was very, very close to Reb Shalom Rifkin, who at the time was the Rav in St. Louis, in Missouri, about this issue. And Reb Moshe says, even though Goyim are l'chura not mitzuva in regular prayer, because it's not part of the Sheva Mitzvah Noyach, and the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Nunches lists the Sheva and doesn't list prayer, right? Even though Rabbi Yankiv Chaim Sofer in a Sefer Vichy Yosef on Kiddushin argues with Reb Moshe, because he says, hey, wait a minute, there's a lot of other mitzvahs that Goyim, we know, according to many sheets of Abuchuyim, and they're not part of the Shiva mitzvahs. Right? We'll soon see in a minute. Hello? So Tosfos says, Kum va'asei loichach shiv. We're not reckoning Kum va'asei, only Sheva al Tais. Okay? So it's not Lechur and Shkanai, whatever. But the Rambam says, even nevertheless, if a Goy, it's a good thing to do, and if a Goy wants to do it, he is like any mitzvah of Oysa to daven regularly. But, adds Rambam, I'm going to give you the Tuchin Dvorah of the Shuvah. If a person's beis sorrow, i.e. has a choyle b'tich beisoy, or needs parnoso, or whatever the shas doichik is, then he's b'chuyiv to daven, and the davening is nichl in the mitzvah of ben noyach, has to have a munu. Part of a munu. If you have a tzorah, and you don't speak to the boss, the one who's running the show, right, which itself is a whole clear, where does a goy have to believe in Ashkocha Protas, that's a whole, we can talk about that. So says Reb Moshe Feinstein. You should know there's a Sefer Limud Hashem from the Wiener Rav, the Wiener Steif. We list fascinating. He lived in Williamsburg 50 years ago. He wrote a whole Sefer of Hashem Mitzvah Bnei Noach, and therefore he also passed that a Goy is Mechuyev to daven. I'll have you know there's a Sefer Amira Ne'imo, and Parshas Vayetz says it's also for a Goy to daven. Why? Because the Gemara says Tfilo is Keneged. Karbonus dictum. Hello? And a goy is only allowed to bring up Nedorim and Nedovus, and he's not allowed to bring up a carbon chayva. So how could he daven if davening is negative to meet him, and to meet him is something that a goy is bushel from? Okay, I got it. So everyone goes to town on him because the Machdechido, the Machzor Brachos, when it says, the Gemara says, even if you hold like tefillah is connected karbonus dictum, it doesn't mean literally your tefillah is a korb. It means the time frame, the whenever, when's man tefillah, v'chulu v'chulu. So with the gidrei tefillah, I'll learn from karbonus. But it's not literally a tefillah. Okay. If I wanted, I could show you ribui mekir, say in halacha, say in medrash, say in siddur and Reb Tzadik, whatever, who says l'chura, chazal, shemeya tefillah, dekach l'basa yor, shemeya, only those who say shema kedavin, and an oral, like tamei meis, and he's like, leha meis imi haluko, I could start, I have no time to elaborate. There's a sefer by, called Omud HaTfilah, right? This is a different sefer of his. By a fellow, passed away, Nebuchadnezzar's Tzvi Brover. too gewaldig. It's from the best form. It doesn't leave my desk. A gewaldige mar mekuyris, pages and pages and pages for mekuyris in, mekuyris here. But the pashtus that men on that a goy has a, well, it's a chiyuv, but a mitzvah. It's a good thing that a goy will daven. Why? Where does it say thou shalt daven? Right. The pashtus in this itself, we could spend hours talking about. In Dakdoma of Rabbeinu Nissim Gon to Shas, which is published in Dakdoma to Brachos, right? Valderach Zenamun is the deus of Rav Sadia Gon. I know this is very controversial. I could get lynched in saying this in Manchester, right? But the Rishayin Kamalachim Kol Hamitzvus Shehem Tluyin Besvaru Beumdenad Liba. Right, kvar hakol mischayven bohen min hayoyim asher bara elikim es ha'odam alortz. There's actually a mimer from one of the gedolei balei musar, Ram Grzhensky, or the Mashkiach in Slabodka, called Teiras Seichel Hanushi, right? Who is Meirich al Piyasoi there from Rabbeinu Nissim Gaon? You could understand why the people of Sidoim were punished because Yat Oni ve'evyein lo yechziku, or why in this week's parasha the Ramabel were punished for Ashkos Zera, or why nations are punished because they didn't give actually lechem u'mayim and kal yisrael. Where did it say they're mechuyev in these things? The answer is anything which is large. They once asked for salvation. He said a brilliant shir. Another yeshiva listened to the shir and he said, brilliant, like a ge'onish. But where's the mocker for this chiddush? So he said, seichel ha'yosher. Right? A wholesome, healthy mind is a mocker in Kedar. So what Rav Nissim Gaon and Rav Sadia Gaon are saying, we could argue about this. Rav Sadia Gaon said, befeirish, since tefillah is logical, then if you need something, you go to the boss, the one, right? And expressing even your gratitude afterwards is logical. So it's logical to daven. If it's logical to daven, then a guy got to daven. How does that sound? I must tell you, this itself is greatly... The idea that tefillah, we'll soon discuss, is logical, is rational, that seichel ayosher demands davening, is greatly debated. I can show you numerous sources in Drashas from Sofer in various places. Fakert. Al Pisechel, don't daven. Why should you daven? The Ebrisher knows what you need better than you know. Right? And why are you Matiach Klapi Meila? Just accept what the Ebrisher says, not that everything what the Ebrisher does is Hakol Otev. He's Shayden already, cousin. The Chasam Sofer seems to say that Tefillah is not logical. The Ebrisher said, he said, Faket, if the Ebrisher wouldn't give you a heter to daven, it would be also to daven. How dare you tell the Ebrisher what you need? He knows better. Well, we could talk about it some other times. But most, we say that tefillah is what? Logical. I want to tell you, the Rishonim already asked, why we make a bracha before we do a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to daven. The Reis is about what's the mitzvah. Why don't you make a bracha before you daven? So one of the famous answers brought the Yadav Chaim Palaji brings in Yofa Lelev, it's brought Derech Neman, brought from Chuvus Bin Yom and Zev, Rebbein Bechaya says in Parashah, the emphasis is any mitzvah, which a goy also has to do, mitzad rationality, mitzad tzechel, so you can't make a bracha, asher kachonel b'mitzvah yitzvah, because this is not the kind of mitzvah which shows the uniqueness and the singularity and the distinctiveness of Kal Yisrael. So therefore we don't make a bracha on tefillah, because the goy also should not. In Svarmati. Fakert, there's a sefer called Imre Noyim, from a, not Imre Noyim, you know, from Jacob, a Kadman, who says, when it says in Pasuk, and this is a Pasuk that Moshe also brings, the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, Ki Vesi Beis Tfili Yikore L'Cholo Amin, that when Mashiach comes, it'll build the Beis HaMikdosh. Hello? Who is going to daven for Tzrochim in the Beis HaMikdosh HaShlishi? Hello? Not the Eden. Eden will have everything you need. Kol HaMadonim B'Tzuyim Ka'ofer. The Goyim will come and daven what they need. Yidin won't have any needs. For Yidin, the third Beis HaMikdosh will only be a place of either Hoido, like Kol HaKarbonos B'Teilim, Chutz for Karbon Teida, or, as I said, the Talmud brings, a place of Yichudim higher in Yonim Adav. Or B'davening Kipshat and Halacha for Bakosh Yisrocha will only apply to Goyim. So HaKarbonos Nachson Yoneinu, it appears clear that a Goyim is B'chuyif to daven. And the Eibishter answers the tefillahs of Goyim, Asach, some Sofer, and the Ikrim, and all the Gedolei Yisrael, whatever, seem to The Zera Shimshin speaks about this at length of Parshas, Vizchan and Eteder, etc. There could be a whole host of Svarim, Inka, Mekoyme, the Ozil Keruch, Labim, right. Aye, there are a billion places that says they don't. By the way, there's a Pasuk in Malachim. Shalom HaMeldech says clearly, the Gam, Malachim Aleph, Kapitul Ches, Pasuk, Mem Aleph, the Gam El Anochri Asher Loi Me Amcho Yisrolu, Uvo Me Eretz Rechoyku Leman Shmecho, Ki Yishmu Veshimcha HaGodl, Vezyotcha HaChazoko, Vezoy Netuya, Uvo Vizpalo Labayis Hazeh, He comes to the Beis HaMikdosh, Ato Tishma Asher Mayim Bechoyin Shiftecho, Vasitin Chol Asher Yikri Lecha Anochri Leman Yeidim, Kolam Yeoretz, Es Shmecho Liyir Oizcho, Ka Amcho Yisrol, etc., etc. To know what Kishim Chonikol Abayis Hazeh Asher Benisi. So Shlomo HaMelech already davened that the Eibush is in Mekabel Tfilos HaVenochim. Although there are many who answer the Rebbe Yonus and various that only applies Goyim can only daven Bezman Beis Hamikdash. In order to be a Kiddush Hashem that they should see the okay. Pashtus Netman on that a Goy could what? Goy could daven even Bezman Hazeh and the Eibush listens Min HaShemayim. Right? But Medvora Mamurim. Quite a few if ands and buts here. Number one, Achille, the fellow David HaMelech, he happened to be related to Shlomo, if my memory serves me correctly. And Chazal say in Medrash of Eschanan, Omar David HaMelech, Rebbein Shalom, Kachi Umus Oilam Boyim Lispal Lefanecha, Al Tana Oysom, Shein Boyim Elecha Belev Sholem, El Hoyuchem Eitzel Avay Dezor Shalem. First they go to their Getchkin, and they cry out to their Buddha, to their whatever, to their Egel Azol, whatever, to their Yezel. Right? And he doesn't answer, and then they come to you. But it's not like, whatever. So they're not really sincere, and therefore David Amel, and therefore the Pasuk says, Yishu ve'in Mashiach al Hashem v'leon. They shouldn't answer to the Lord. So what does that mean? When they're in Oyvan Avei Dezor. So when we say, Shemeya Tfila Adek, and Chazal say, Eibush only listens what? Those who say, those who are Mekabel Yichud Hashem. Number one. Number two. This Be'emes is a griz. The Brisker Rav and Parshas V'schanon Be'emes is Chum Sofer and Droshes, many other places. The Ksav Sofer brings it. When the Pasuk says, Umik Hashem Alikenu, Umik Goyla Hashem Alikim Krevim Elov, Hashem Alikenu B'chol Kareinu Elov, the uniqueness of the Eden is that the Eber should listen to our Tfilis, Lohoyti Agoy, aye, but you just told me Psukim, Shem HaMelech, Beis HaMikdash, Ki Beis HaMitzvila. Another Chiddush. But Ayid, it helps not only to be mispal for zich, but I could be mispal for another Yid. Right? A person's sick. Not only the choy lukadavin, which is gvaldik, right? But ain't chovish materis after be sasurim, because I'll say, you should daven for the choy. But says the tzoyfer and the griz, etc., etc., the idea of davening, befrat the idea of davening with a tzibur, which the Chazal say, the whole concept of a tzibur only applies by Yidin, doesn't apply by Goyim. Goyim are 1,000 Goyim in a room are 1,000 individuals. Yidin, who are called Yisrael, are Ravim Zelazeh. That's why the Arizal said, before you daven, you makabel on yourself the mitzvah of a half rakamecha, it becomes a minion. The Satmanuf always used to say, 10 people in a minion. And each one davening for their own, it's like a minion. It's again, the idea of that Yisrael are kaguf echon, everyone is an aver from the same goof, and therefore one aver is when one aver is sick, the other aver is margish, whatever. That is something uniquely deep. Okay, v'chul. A third difference is it's what many svarim income. I can't remember offhand who says it. The basically came from the Mabit, if I'm not mistaken, the Shari Oyer, and many others say goyim could daven when they have a need. By Goyim is Shayach the Indian of Tfilo, but not the Indian of Tehilo. Praising Hashem. Let me try to explain this. That just for the sake of praising, not for whatever, any alternative, that is Shayach only by Yidin. Okay? So the Sforim say, I've written many Sforim, whatever. Let me try to explain this Nakuda for 1 minute. I'll get back to it. Okay, let's take a Gemara. Gemara says in Brachis, Kol HaKeveya Mokim L'Tfilosoi, right? And they came from Be'ezroid, right? Because Avram, Vayashkim Avram, El HaMokim, Asher Omad Sham, he went back to the same place, to Davin, hello? And when he passes away, you say, Hechosed Ha'onov Mitalmidov Shel Avram Avin. What's the big deal that the guy goes three times a day and stands in the same winkel in this match? Hey chosid, hey onov, and he also, that's a rather minor matter in things. And where do we learn this from? From coming after Sidoy. The Prisha, right? Says another pasuk. It says Avram, after he came back from Mitzrayim, he went back to the same place, Ben Ayub and whatever, where Almokim Hashapon Hashem Mizbech. So you see in pasuk that he went back to Davin. Why does the Gemara not bring the Prisha's dismissed pasuk? It brings another pasuk from Sidoy. You ever think to yourself, where do we learn Shachris? This pasuk that Avram prays for whom? Sidoy. Is it a bit funny that the whole idea of Tzilusa d'Avram is learned from where? From a prayer of the Zayda Avram. Which did work. Not a weird, it's a failure. Hello? Whatever. Let me ask you a question. What would happen if a person knows he's going to daven, but he knows in this Indian Shari Tfilah are closed? Finish Gamarnu, stand on your head, whatever. Daven with Kavonas Ariza, it ain't going to help. Or the Fakert. You think Avram didn't know that there were not 10 tzaddikim in Sidoim? Did he not know that there were Shoyim, Arurim, whatever? But you know what? He davened anyway. What would be Fakert? If you would know a Novi who's a bona fide card-carrying member of the Katan Nevu, a Nevi'im, right? And Al Pi Halacha, you have to believe him. Elof Tishmo. And he tells you, Zotzich Nish, Veit Nish, Klog Nish, Davin Nish, it's already in Shemayim, he saw it in Elof Hatzila somewhere, it's already, no point to Davin. Do you know the fellow called Moshe Rabbeinu? Remember?
Yeah.
And the Abishah told him, in Mitzrayim by the snare, but it's Yachas Ha'ami, Mitzrayim, Tavdenu, Selikim, Al-Harazel. Right? And when it comes to the Yam, so if he named Mitzrayim, no Yisus Machrayim, what does Moshe do? What's he down for? The Abishah, the Chvayidu, the Atzmet, the snare, told him that you'll get the Har Sinai. What's your problem? What are you getting worried about? What's the anxiety? I once told you a story I heard from the Talmud Rebbe. Here the Prey Menachem. The Imre Emes, Zivik Sheni, married the Prey Menachem's mother. They were half-brothers. So his mother, who was the daughter of Reb Yankov Meir Biderman, who was an Eidim by the Sfas Emes, in other words, Kumtois, the Imre Emes' sister, was now his shviger. He married his niece, basically. And he had half brothers from the mother's side, from the Zivik Herf, Zivik Rish. They're both, he was an Alman. They got married. Akitzur Amasa, what happened was, her boys from her family, from her first husband, were called up in the draft, the Polish draft. That's like a death sentence, Begashim Yisroch Gifel, end of the world. And she used to work in the day, went to the Imre Emes, and she was like a secretary. She would record and write things and whatever, do things. So when she was in, she asked her to put a kvittel in, to ask her husband, Rachman, it's like a life or death, skonos nefosh. So he said, du bist da mama, say to him, daven, daven, daven. She was, you go into he's the biggest Rebbe in Poland. There are hundreds of thousands of siddim going to him for every davar katan gadol. Life and death is al pi yishuk, right? Your own wife, who's your niece, whatever, goes in to ask you for the pusha to save the life, it's going to the first of your kids. Go, you're a mamba, go daven. You can imagine, it's like, so she sent in other relations to go into the Rebbe. The masker, akvittel, the Irish elimus. So he says to them, what are you worried about? They're going to be saved, they're going to receive a, push them out of the draft, what do you call it? They're going to be, nothing to worry about. Akitzer Kainho, Yamamish Maisin, Nisim Piliployim, and they were absolved from the draft. So his Shviger, a Shviger is a Shviger, she's a sister, she went in with kindness as he told my daughter, your wife, to go and daven. She's sitting there pouring her heart out, stomach's coming out. If you knew Baruch HaKodesh, that everything would be all right, but then a Piliploy, because you're a Rebbe, so why you tell her? So I once gave one answer to explain to myself. But based on what I'm saying is the Harayi Suid in Yiddishkeit. The purpose of Tefillah is not an emtsoi to a Mator. Tefillah is not a means to an end. The purpose of tefillah is not you want that some guy, Santa Claus, to send you down some gifts down the there. I want this, I want that. I see people, they rush through Psukhi de Zimra, which is the ikar of tefillah. When it comes time to Meshabeyach, the Abrister, when it comes to Shabbat, they go to the Baruch Shomer, actually, your Shabbat jobs, because they came late, because they had to have a coffee, right? They daven for hours, because that's me. I want, and I want, and I want, and I want. Davening is not about an emtsoi to get what you want. Not the gashmi, it's not even beruchnis. Davening is a time of kirvas alikim, of a person realizes, that there have been Yoyner said in Shari Tshuva, a person realizes that everything he has in this world, he's totally in the Rabbi Nishal, he's not an emtsoi. Therefore we say, a person who eats before davening, right? It's called gaiva, because davening is the opposite of gaiva. Davening is the realization that everything in my life is totally in the Bashef. I have nothing without the Yodhish. You know, the Rambam in the Pirush of Mishnayis, on the Maimar of Rabbi Levitis, Ma'oid Havishval Ruach, he brings a famous story of who the Chosid. They asked him, what was the happiest moment in your life? He was in a Svina, and he was a poor man, and he traveled class number 7, you know, in the Yarkas, a Svina is the lowest thing, and there was a cock pukes him and rake him and whatever, and they started to be mevaze him and kicking him, whatever, until one shlak, osa tzroch of olive. And he said, that moment, when he was totally offer ve'efer, garnished, was the happiest moment of his life. That was like that is the ultimate in bitl. Right? And that's pshat. Where did Avram, why do we speak? A person's conveying, it doesn't mean geographically only. You went back to the place, because Takich Menach Gornish. But I go back to the place where previously Avram Avinu said, Vanuichi offer Va'efer. God, the Pnei Menachem told the story when he was a little boy. His went with his father somewhere, he remembers. He was a Ben Skunim. And he went to Sanz. And he had a little bit of time. So, between one train and another train. So he got a Merkava, and they went to the Beis Olam. For some reason, they couldn't find the Divrei Chaim's Kever. As they were going back, the Kedarki Bakoidish, every second was tired. So he was with a safe, with a Gemara. Mittamal, he comes to a place, stop, a house, on a road, and he starts saying, Tillim. So the Gaboyim, why this address, why this place? And later, the Mavar, this was the house of the Divrei Chaim. So the Pnei Menach was a little boy. He asked his father, how did you know? Because it's no big deal. You could feel the Kedusha of a Tzaddik is Malubish in a place, as we said many, many times. And therefore, when he came to the Rechaim's house, where he was whatever, Rekha Pravit, that's where he felt the Kedusha. He started saying to right? So that's that. Kolakiveya mokim l'tfilosi l'kei Avram be'ezroi. When you say on him, a chosid, a onav, mitalmidav shel Avram Avinu, who realized that there is an inyan of tefillah al pi halacha, which is bakash esroch. That applies to a yid, that applies to a goy. The second inyan of tefillah al dreikis to Hashem, which is not for any other ulterior purpose, it's davening for the sake of davening, that only applies to yid. Right? And that pshat noyach originally avadah davened. But now he says, now I could reach the level, once there's a clarity in the world, and the Ruach HaTumah, because Rishoyim, you can't daven for Rishoyim, who are not totally in the Rishon himself. Now, after the Mabul, and there's a clear in the world, he wants to go out from this confines, this prison of Fazich, right? And now he creates Olam Chodesh Ro.